Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonga Valoa. Not
to a Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tonga Valoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Now a Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Minicamp continues for the Dolphins in Miami Gardens. Tua, see that bomb ski that he had to Malik Washington yesterday, Leroy? What? Little bomb ski, baby.
Would you like a little insight on how that works?
No, I just wanted to enjoy the bomb ski, but sure. I mean, I guess football me up.
A quarterback throws the ball in the air. The receiver adjusts to it. A good receiver will make it look like, ooh, that was a perfect pass. But if you pay attention, his speed is accommodating the ball. So it always looks a lot better than it is. It's more on the receiver to adjust to the ball than the quarterback to throw it. Now, granted, he can't throw it short, right? So that's the only thing that'll hurt that. But when you see a ball in the air and you see the receiver adjusting to it and they go, oh, look at this, right on the money. I'm like, yeah, the receiver.
No. I'm going to send it to you. You tell me, because I think Dade South's right, because he's like, you're doing a Bama's right thing. You're being complete devil's advocate without seeing it, and you're taking all credit away. Like, we can't even just have fun anymore. I'm excited. Malik Washington's a guy to be excited about. Makes Trader expendable. I don't know. If he's, you know, if he makes a little development, you know, I don't know, a little leap ski. That's all I'm saying. Little leap.
He's tiny.
He is. Shifty.
That is a good throw.
It's a good throw, right?
Because keep in mind, what makes it even that much more incredible is he never had to break stride, and the receiver is right on him.
There we go.
It wasn't like he was running free. So, yeah, it was a good throw.
Good throw.
Yeah.
We got some happening.
I would put that throw on the quarterback for dropping a dime, right? Look at that. That's accurate there.
Yeah, Tua was talking about with Malik, like they didn't get to do a lot of that stuff last year with the deep plays to him. So,
Right.
See if that becomes a thing for them. Tua did speak yesterday on a lot of different things. Let's hear from the Dolphins quarterback here. First and foremost, says the number one thing he's working on is protecting himself. Here was Tua Tagovailoa.
Doing everything I can to stay available for the guys. Like I said before, in the past, nothing changes with that. It's knowing when is the time to give up on a play. And, you know, I would say the longevity for me to be on the field with my guys is more important than whatever that one play is. You know, you have more quarters than there would be within just that one play that I'm trying to, you know, show the guys that, you know, I'm competitive and whatnot. And I know they know that, but it's just a nature thing. You know, it just comes natural to me to compete in that sense. And that's just the thing I fight with every time. Yeah, for sure.
Attaboy.
Doing everything I can to stay available for the guys. Like I said before, in the past, nothing changes.
I think it's looping there. Hey, let me just say, Tua, attaboy. That's what I'm talking about. Let's give up on some plays. Stay safe. None of this running around nonsense. Stupid. I didn't like it when we talked about it last year. I didn't like I didn't like Tua going full keto, slimming up. I don't like it. Drink your beer, put a little pooch on. You stay in that pocket. You stay safe. We stay safe.
I want him to stay safe while playing football, which makes it difficult at times, right?
It's a very dangerous sport.
Huh?
It's a very dangerous sport.
Right. Because if it's third and two, third and one in a critical moment of the game, get the first. You got to get the first. You just have to. Mm-hmm. I don't like you still got to play football.
That's how he got in trouble against the Texans. Had that giant behemoth fall on him like a walrus.
I understand that.
His hip crunched.
But again, dude, in all honesty.
Nick Saban's been telling him this since he was a teenager. Stop extending the plays and you're going to get hurt. Okay, he's literally been doing it since college.
We're actually talking about two different things. Okay? Because I understand what Nick Saban and what a lot of people are talking about. Sitting back there, patting the ball, patting the ball, patting the ball, patting the ball, trying to make a play, trying to make a play. And then something's going to give, and it's usually your hip, your leg, or your head. Okay? What I'm talking about, okay, is you still want Tua to play football. That's when he has to make a decision. Nothing there. Get rid of it. But when it's third and one or two, and you have one of them moments in the game, I need my quarterback to get the first. You got to play football. You have to. And for people to think that they're going to be fine at a pivotal point in the game, third and one, and he got some room to run and get the first, you're going to have a problem with it. And you're going to say, here's what's going to happen. This is why he can't be our quarterback. This is why this is why that, right?
What do you think,
Brittany? I want him to be safer. I want him, the things that you and Nick Saban are talking about are accurate because he don't have the Josh Allen or the Ben Roethlisberger size to be standing back there like a tree. That's the part he has to understand.
That's what the juju
was
for.
At the same time, you got to play football.
Brittany, I to peg you as a Tua skeptic, would that be fair?
Fair.
All right, what do you think about Tua's assessment that he's going to protect himself better?
I think it's bullcrap. Because I know when he gets out there, we're going to see the same thing over and over again. He's not going to give up on plays. He's hardwired to do that. And I think his answer of like, oh, that's my it's my competition. It's like in me to be that competitive. It's just like, I don't know. It just seems
he can't change.
I just don't think that you can change. He's 20.
seven
now. He's been doing this since Alabama days. Like,
the competition aspect of it, you can't change. He's a competitive dude.
Exactly.
However, how you go about it, right? Like, one of the hardest things for a young quarterback to do, right, is throw incomplete ball. That's why young quarterbacks have problems with trying to force a ball in a tight area. That's why, because if Josh Allen throws a ball away, like, we're going to say, okay, all right, there was nothing there. You live to play another play.
Exactly.
But there's certain quarterbacks in the league, because they don't have that cachet. They're young. They're trying to make a name for themselves. That throwing that ball away has a different tone.
But aren't we past that?
And so Tua has to get over that.
Yeah, like, shouldn't we be past that already?
No.
Well, I think that's what the misstep was.
The player isn't. The people may be, but the player, he's had this criticism about him his whole career.
But this is the thing, Leroy. The thing that
way is like, buying into it.
But this is the thing that I got that I didn't like last year when he was slimming up, is that, like, it felt to me very much like, I'll do it your way. Did it 17 games, big contract extension, and then it was like, no, I'm going to do it my way now. Like, this should have been the path a year ago.
Right. I got you. And again, I would say this, and I'm trying to be just honest about it. Like,
be honest, Posh.
You have a mentality of how you want to do things beforehand. And then you get in a game, and the circumstances and the atmosphere and the determination and the competitiveness comes out, and those things get lost, right? And it happens to a lot of people. It's not just Tua. Tua has just been a victim of it more than anybody else.
He's the poster child of it, of the NFL.
He is right now. And
right.
He said that he's sick of it, but it is what it is.
It is what it is, but at no point do I want to see a player on my team, even though it may not be the case, look like he's not competing. And I think players think that too. And it's easy for you to say, right? Like, for example, the difference between Jim Brown and Franco Harris. And one of the things that Jim Brown despised about Franco Harris.
Timely references, dude.
Well, it is, because this went on for years.
Didn't want to go like Eddie George, Sean Alexander. Do we want to go further back into the football machine?
They didn't have beef.
Franco Harris?
They had beef because Franco Harris, who was a lot smaller than Jim Brown, when he could get every yard that he could, he would jump out of bounds. And Jim Brown goes, you're a running back, you fight, claw, and scratch. But Jim Brown was 235, 240.
Mm-hmm.
So he could say that. And I think he needs to be Franco Harris and not Jim Brown.
I mean, we'll take a break. When I come back, we'll compare Joe Lewis to Jersey Joe Walcott.
Oh, my God. Ass.
Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
You sure can.
Demesman and Dover.
All you make a name. Demesman and Dover. One big happy family. I don't even know how to say it thanks to Jennifer.
I know.
She messed it up. All righty. Looks like I got partly to mostly cloudy out west. Winds are coming out of the south-southeast at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's 90 degrees. And I would say, like yesterday, be prepared for a stray shower here in the evening, because it's that time of year.
Oh, you never know when you get dumped on around these parts now.
Nope.
Sneak
and then
up on you.
And when it's pouring by you, one of your friends are going to call you and say, oh, it's sunny here.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah, welcome to Florida. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Speaking of Florida, the Big Three in their most anticipated season yet is going to take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. We had a friend of the show, Michael Cooper, in yesterday. He was a blast.
Yes.
He was fun.
I mean, like, I didn't appreciate how y'all set him up, and he just went at my little goatee.
That dude was pure silly sauce since the moment he walked in the studio. He was just looking for fun. It was a great time. So go check out the Big Three. Sounds like it's going to be a great time. Like, so I was like, oh, you're starting the tour? Because it's not a tour, it's a season. I'm like, all right, dude, I didn't call you the Savannah Bananas. Calm down.
Hey, I tell you what, though. My man has energy.
He does. He
was energy.
Let's hear a little bit more from Tua. Tua spoke to the media yesterday for the first time this offseason. And Tua Tagovailoa was talking about the Miami Dolphins getting some more explosive plays and how the Dolphins could get back to that. This is what I had to say about how the Dolphins get back to explosive offense.
I think the key to that is continuing to stay within the play of this offense, but, you know, really, really honing in on when we get opportunities, not falling asleep on, all right, you know, this is how we've been doing it, and we're going to stay consistent with taking what they give us. But it's, you got to also have that shift of mind that when we get a play where you have an opportunity to take a shot and it allows for you to take a shot, you can't miss that opportunity.
I never miss a chance to take a shot.
Here's what I would say. That sounds great. It's a lie. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if they can't run the ball, then the offense is going to look like it did last year.
It was such a disappointing drop-off from them, you know, from the year beforehand. It really was.
I mean, look, And we say this about players all the time. You know, teams spend an entire offseason preparing for what they may face next year from every team they're going to play. And if you play the Miami Dolphins, the one thing you have to be able to deal with is that stretch zone outside run. So, teams started defending it. Now, I have no idea on this earth why there weren't contingencies or adjustments to that, other than, you know what? I tell you what, instead of running it out there, why don't we just do the quick pass out there? That was the adjustment. And at no point in time, as physical as football is, did you even dip your toe in the physical football?
This made
not even a little bit.
This made me nervous to read yesterday too, because they're also counting on James Daniels to come back and play guard. This is from Barry Jackson. Guard James Daniels continues to work his way back from a week 4 Achilles injury. His reps have said that he'll be back for the opener. McDaniel said Daniels understands, quote, how much we're counting on him and has done an absolutely fantastic job of phase one and phase two. He couldn't just go through the motions of going through the off-season tape and meetings. He had a great day on the field on Tuesday, is working on individual drills, and I can see what he's done on the field this past month during a period where coaches can only be in contact with him during off-field meetings. Daniels isn't yet participating in 11-on-11 drills. McDaniel would not say whether Daniels will play left guard or right guard, but said he wants to keep rookie Jonah Savainaya at one spot. Those two players are expected to be the Dolphins' starting guards, barring health issues. Please be okay. Because I know what happens if he's not ready. I know what
can
happens.
I know what happens. Can we go into one season with this? Everybody's healthy and ready to go.
I know, right?
It doesn't mean that you're going to play the whole season that way. Everybody gets banged up. I understand that. But for the last 2 or 3 years, we've started OTAs, and the word has been this. Hopefully this guy will be ready by week one. And you've said that with too many guys that you were going to depend on.
It's just like, and it's almost like, oh, do you think you're like, are the Dolphins ever going to get good fortune with that? It's like, ah, oh, will Tua not bang his helmet? No. Okay. Did Teron Armstead have a full? No. Okay. So, it's,
but there's certain guys, Tobes. There's certain guys that you knew were going to struggle getting ready for the season.
I know, dude. But they went after a guy. Like, I get it. Talented player.
I need available player. I mean, and you know what sucks? Tobin, is the radio, when I'm going to say what I'm getting ready to say, is, are we going to have to hit the dump button? Because when I say this, you're going to get upset.
Don't. Just don't.
The most reliable offensive lineman
stop
that the Dolphins have had is Liam Eikenberg.
Reliable at what?
No.
At what?
Wait. Let me change that. The most available
yes, lineman. That's fair. Yeah, so, you know how they say the best ability is availability, except for him.
So,
which is part of the reason I'm upset that he's back.
Why?
Because I know how this is gonna work. I know right now. I'm telling you right now.
He's always available.
We're going to get to August. They're going to tell me this dude's, oh, he's ramping up. He's going to be ready. And they're going to get to that final week before there's – and they're going to be like, he's just not quite ready. They were saying the same thing about Odell Beckham last year. The same thing.
Here's the phrase. You ready for the phrase? It's a long season. We're going to err on the side of caution.
Oh.
Wait. When we hear that phrase in July, oh no, it'll be in August,
bro.
Right? When you hear that phrase in August, don't be, because the thing about Tobin is, They might not even be talking about offensive linemen. He's going to immediately think Liam Eichenberg is playing. Like, they're going to be talking about a quarterback. Oh, no, Liam Eichenberg. I'm telling you, everybody has one or two of those guys on their team. Usually, your backup center plays guard. Usually, and you got to have that flexibility so you can carry 10 offensive linemen and not 13 because you don't have people that can play multiple positions.
Yeah, but do you want to know something? Like, this goes back to my point on him. Is like, we talk all the time about what a thin position this is around the league. This guy, with as much experience as he was there for anybody, comes back to the Dolphins on the minimum. Like, what? They can't quit him. This is ridiculous.
For the minimum, you take a flyer on Liam Eichenberg.
But you want to know what? He could get paid the minimum. He's going to provide maximum damage.
Wait, so you think, here. You heard it here first. At some point during the season this year, Tobin will praise Liam Eichenberg.
No, it's not going to happen. I tried that last year. I tried that bit. It didn't work. I tried. And people are like, oh, yeah, great deal. Yeah, you know what? So is having a screen door for your front door. You wouldn't want it during hurricane season.
What?
Because
you just called Liam Eichenberg a screen
door? He's a screen door during hurricane season, dude. Flying all over the place. Schmieden says he gets paid the exact amount of production he gives. The minimum. Oh, man.
I just look at situations on a football field a lot differently than you. Right? Because I know why Liam Eichenberg is still on the team. And believe me, there's a lot of people in the organization that may feel the way you do about Liam Eichenberg. However, with the needs of so many other positions, to have a guy that can play multiple positions on the offensive line has value.
Yeah, but the thing
And then you just hope that he never has to play.
No, listen, the only thing that's stopping us from a season of Liam Eichenberg is a recovered Achilles. It's great.
Which is...
It's awesome.
Dude,
it's awesome.
Like, what is it with South Florida teams? They've all... Besides the Panthers, right? Between the Heat and the Dolphins, they have signed more broke players than I care to admit.
It's a marvel, dude. It's a marvel. I'll tell you what is reliable, though. When you want good dry cleaning. And for the best dry cleaning in South Florida, you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owner, Zara, that's our guy. Friend of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience. So if you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you let him know about Tobin and Leroy, he's going to give you 25% off your order, Leroy.
That's right. He can pick up and drop off your order. They have same day sewing. Mama Ara is the seamstress, so she can take care of you.
She's the best.
They service all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach County. And again, don't forget about that 25%. Right? That comes in handy.
You know,
you got all your clothes ready. You want to get your clothes ready for the summer. You're going to do your workouts. You're losing a little weight. You need it taken in. Just give Ira a call, 954-610-9383 at any time.
Man, let me tell you something, Leroy. I'll tell you this about it. You know, like, I got the fight this weekend. Got the suit on.
The suit?
This fight, they get bloody. I mean, if it flies in the ring? I get a little blood on the suit.
Tobes, you're expanding your reach
maybe
into multiple sports. Yep. You're doing a lot of different things. How about we get another suit?
Well, I know what I'm going to do when I get it right and I need it looking right. I'm going to use A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383. Once you use them, you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's that time of the show where we dive into the Mixburg. Mix it on up, dude. This is where we take our little... What are those things that you have when you're mixing batter? Is that a... I don't know. I stalled long enough. Anyway, Leroy, are you familiar with Myles Garrett?
Of course.
He's a giant.
Giant.
Myles.
Cool dude, though. Cool dude, though.
Myles Garrett was at a whisk. Thank you, Jukebox. Appreciate that. Is it an electric whisk? Is that different than a regular whisk? Anyway, Myles Garrett was asked yesterday about the idea of Aaron Rodgers playing in his division. This is what that behemoth had to say.
Aaron Rodgers coming into the AFC North.
What do I think about it?
Face him twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
No, you know what that means, right? You don't understand.
I understand what he has. Yeah, he has a QB graveyard for Halloween in his house.
Yes, he has a QB graveyard for every quarterback that he sacked.
He's never gotten Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know if they ever played.
Interesting. Interesting. Does the graveyard stay up all year or just Halloween?
Halloween. And he has a jacket or like a trench coat with all their names on it.
That's terrifying.
I mean, look, first of all, he's got a lot of sacks. So you got to be big enough for the trench coat to be big enough to fit all the names.
Does he put any quarterback in there or only the good ones?
No. Every sack. Every quarterback that he has sacked.
Even if he sacked Bailey Zappi, like Zappi gets to make the list?
Yep. By the way, like, I'm not a small dude. I think his arms are the same size as my legs.
Man. Well.
And I said to him one time, you can smile all you want. It don't make you less terrifying. Right? Like, because he is nice.
Last time I see.
Except for when he swung the helmet at Mason Rudolph.
So does he put in the graveyard? Does he put them on, like, is it a new one every year? Is that how that works?
No. If it's either added quarterbacks or you just have the same jacket. Hmm. So he only adds the quarterbacks that he sacks. He doesn't add so say if he plays Joe Burrow, sacks Joe Burrow five times in the two games, he's already on the jacket.
Wow. Well, good luck, Aaron. Speaking of that division.
Especially, wait, Aaron Rodgers who can't run?
Oof.
Woo!
You're so excited because you hate Aaron Rodgers.
I think I have to go to the Pittsburgh game.
Wow.
Because I want to be on the sideline and just watch this old man go down.
We just need to have somebody. Can somebody from Browns Photography just photograph your reaction?
Don't worry. Listen.
Can they get an over-the-shoulder look at you looking at Aaron Rodgers getting sacked by Myles Garrett?
Oh, yeah. Or maybe I should just send a selfie. Say, why is Leroy so happy? Y'all know why.
Jeez. What a scary individual. Speaking of that division, somebody who's been on his tombstone before, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was asked.
They're not doing him no favors, dude.
Why? Because of the Hendrickson thing?
Just not even that. Like, have we not learned from watching football the last couple years that you win games with offense and defensive lines? Right? And they're doing what the Dolphins did and paid all their skill positions. And the guy who has been the most productive on that team, they refuse to pay. Like, it's just, come on.
Joe Burrow was asked about the pressure that is on the Bengals this season. Here's what Joe Burrow had to say.
Look, we know the stakes. We know the situation. I'm not sure pressure would be the word I would use, but we understand the spot that we're in, missing playoffs the last 2 years. We know the players we have in that room, the coaches we have up there. We know the expectations we have for ourselves. So playoffs, Super Bowl, AFC Championship, that's the expectation around here, so we got to get back to it.
Is where the stakes are as high as they've ever been, or is that fair to say? Or?
I think going into every season, the stakes are very high. You know, every week is super high stakes for yourselves, coaches, families, fans. You know, there's jobs on the line here, so we're out there giving it our all every week. We got to go out and execute to provide for family, friends, fans, everybody.
This guy, like, this Joe Burrow really thinks he's something. I got to tell you. Like, he's just so over the top unctuous with his just blatant air. There's jobs. Not for you. You're the golden boy. I mean, like, you're not in any holdout or standoff fighting for our families. What are you fighting for, dude?
I would say this, that there's certain things that happen in sports that if you don't recognize them at the time, then you invest way too much into the wrong team and wrong people. And what I would say is that there's nothing that has happened before or since that would lead you to believe that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to go back to the Super Bowl. It's just not. There's nothing. Right? And I would say that was an anomaly. And even with that anomaly, we took Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals and threw them amongst the elite if Joe Burrow's healthy. And maybe that's not the case. And maybe we're expecting them to be something that they've never been other than good for that stretch in that period of time.
Well, don't let anybody tell it because it feels like you could say no wrong about Joe Burrow, Mr. Ambassador.
Right, exactly. But that tends to be my point, is that we are sitting here talking about Joe Burrow like he's supposed to be a mainstay in the playoffs, and I would say he had a good year, right? And things aligned for him. But they really haven't done anything besides have stretches during the season that would indicate that that team is going to be consistent like they were when they went to the Super Bowl.
It's an interesting thing with Tim, too, because we have some comments coming in, and I feel like a lot of people blame the organization that he plays for.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they think that playing for the Bengals is looked upon as this great hindrance to Joe Burrow because they're cheapskates.
Right. No, absolutely. And I'm taking that into consideration that sometimes a franchise or organization gets lucky and they think, oh, we can be this way all the time and he'll just save us. And it never works that way.
You familiar with Bill Belichick?
Perhaps.
I believe he coached a young, spry Leroy Horde.
He did.
He was asked at a North Carolina press conference if Jordan Hudson is going to be on the sidelines this year. This is what...
She doesn't have it.
This is what Bill Belichick had to say.
...in the UNC football program. Again, there's been, you know, noise out there about a lot of different things. Again, our focus is, you know, day-to-day, getting better, stacking good days together, you know, having good rest, recovery, you know, and training, moving forward the next day, and from the coaching staff to focus on, you know, how do we help our team get better? That's my job. That's our staff's job, is to put a good plan in place so that they can, if they do the work, that they see the improvement. And so, you know, that's what our job is.
All right. So it doesn't sound like no. She's going to have a field pass, dude.
You think?
Yeah. She runs the Belichick brand. Got to IG it, dude. Got to have it for the TikTok remix.
Can I just tell you? From what I know of Bill Belichick, when the football season starts, he ain't going to have time for that nonsense.
We think. I agree with you. I agree with you. But this is a different era.
He's still a football. He's still Bill Belichick. He's still a football
I
coach.
I think so. I hope he's still
successful.
You know, yes, go ahead, Brittany.
He's already played into the nonsense in the, like, we've never seen this from Bill Belichick. I don't think it's going to change.
I don't even feel like he would answer that question.
Exactly. I feel like he would scoff it off. Like, he's literally answering questions about his 24-year-old girlfriend being on the sidelines. Are we in society?
I'm going to tell you this, though. I don't know if they'll get on college. I imagine they're going to get a college game day. Those producers are going to have work on their hands with those signs that are going to be in that background.
Wait. Tobin.
What?
Hey, Jack.
What?
Everybody's not like you.
College kids?
Oh, they're going to just... It's going to be... I would love to see it, actually. Put them on college game day.
Do it on UNC's campus.
Why not?
I don't know, dude.
You think they're not going to give? Here's what you got to do with Bill Belichick. You ready? And I'm going to say this, knowing that he could care less. Give him a soft landing, right? Don't put him on game day early in the season, right? Put him there later on in the season to where if things are going well, then a lot of the nonsense that you're hearing is going to kind of fade.
He might be actually. They might be doing week one.
Oh, my goodness. Not week one.
But it's at home. TCU.
It don't matter. That's what I said. I just said, what if it's at UNC? And you
I think people are still going to make the jokey jokes.
You think UNC people will make the jokey jokes?
Well, no. It's not UNC people. It's 18, 19-year-olds. They're there for the clout and social media.
No, give me an away game. I want an away game.
I'm trying to
say. That'd be even worse.
Exactly. I want the entertainment, Leroy.
I'm trying to think, like, where it is. They have a game at Cal that's on ESPN. I don't think that's going to be game day. Maybe at UCF?
No.
Hmm.
Do they play Clemson?
At home.
There you go.
At home.
Do they play Miami?
No.
Okay. So I'm just thinking of all the teams.
Ooh.
Give me another one.
End of the season. If both teams, I got to know where both
NC
teams
NC State?
NC State on the road.
So you got two choices, Clemson or NC State.
Going to be something.
That's two, because what, Clemson was in the playoff last year? Wait, do they play SMU?
They do not.
Okay, so there you have it.
They do not. Steve says, funny that Leroy thinks college kids have restraint. Well, the thing is, no, what they're going to do is they're going to have some person there who's going to try and do damage control on the signs. But, like, they try that every week, and some rascal sneaks through.
It's so easy. Have you ever been to a college game day?
No.
I have. I went to Notre Dame, Miami, and it is so easy. To they literally, like, I had... We had a suggestive sign, and
that's what the kids are calling it now.
Suggestive. We had a suggestive sign, and the guy literally laughed. He laughed at it. He goes, "Go in." Like, they don't care. They think it's kind of funny, especially if it's in a home game. Maybe not so much, but if it's an away game, those are employees of like the university or like of the city. They're gonna want that.
Finally. In the mixed bag, Brian Windhorst was on ESPN yesterday giving an update on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. This is what he had to say on KD.
If Kevin Durant will be traded in the coming weeks. Today, the Suns are naming their new head coach, Jordan Ott. He's at an introductory press conference. They've been going through that process, and I expect them to look into the Durant trade market pretty soon. Now, there are going to be a handful of teams that have interest in Durant. The key with Durant is this. He has 1 year left on his contract. Is he going to want to sign an extension, and is he going to want to be a part of the process of the trade, and are the Suns going to let him be involved in the process? That's a key factor going forward.
All right, there you go. We will.
At what point are we going to look at some of the dumb moves that organizations make and then all of a sudden think they're going to do something respectable? Hell no, they ain't going to ask Kevin Durant. They ain't going to let him be a part of it. They ain't going to even care if he get an extension. They're going to be like, you want out? Bye.
I don't know, though. Like, no one's going to want to trade for a disgruntled Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, listen. Here's the problem. Kevin Durant makes the lamest of stinks because he wants to play basketball so bad that no matter what, he's going to go hoop. Right? In every situation he's been in, every situation he's been traded in, he has played basketball at that place till the doors fell off. And that's the one thing I respect about him, as ornery, as cranky, as sensitive as he is.
Still arguing all day on Twitter.
No matter all that, when he gets on a basketball court, you don't have to worry about him not giving maximum effort.
We'll take a break here on the show. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.